Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Let's go into this quickly. Yafat Tomer Yerushalmi. Yafat Tomer Yerushalmi. We just mentioned to you just not so long ago about the videos leaked in the Sadeh Tevin prison. Now, Yafat Tomer Yerushalmi was just hospitalized after reportedly attempting suicide. She took 20 pills. Yafat Tomer Yerushalmi, who leaked that video, and that was in the Sadeh Tevin prison, of how they were abusing the Palestinians. Now I'm going to, we'll touch on this a little bit.
And of course, the public in Israel did not accept that and pushed back and demanded evidence, at which point our friend Yafat Tomer Yerushalmi decided to release a video. Of course, we didn't know at the time that she had leaked it, that allegedly showed these soldiers indeed abusing this terrorist. Now, pretty quickly, it was clear that this was a video that took two videos and combined them as if they were one video, which begs the question, what else did they doctor? But then the big question was, how did it get to the press? Who leaked it? She, Yafat Tomer Yerushalmi, denied it the whole time and said that, you know, that whoever did leak it has to be prosecuted and played the game. Unfortunately, one of her subordinates recently came out with the truth that she indeed leaked it, at which point she admitted it. And she caused irreversible, absolutely irreparable damage to the state of Israel.
Yes, she did cause such damage to the state of the rogue regime Israel, which exposed quite a bit. The question comes, what threats did they place on her that she wants to commit suicide now? She was under house arrest, and this is what happens to you when you start to expose, whether it is the Saudi, which we need to speak about inshallah in this week, Saudi Arabia as well, whether it is anything that makes them look bad. Even if it's true, you will be imprisoned. Can you see how this whole, when you speak the truth out, they're going to come for you? Doesn't Suratul Kahf play such a role? And in this day and age, at least read the first three verses every single day. Now, today, if you see, Times of Israel, they've quoted, they've 766 days at war. Police Commissioner Danny Levy has confirmed that the hospitalization this morning of former military advocate General Yafat Tomer Yerushalmi came after she attempted suicide. Now Levy, Police Commissioner Danny Levy, he says her life isn't that rosy at the moment. Now, he recently says, okay, this year is going on with his statement. Levy says of the disgraced prosecutor. Can you see the words that they use? Because she came out and said what was happening in the Sadeh Tevin prison. So her life isn't rosy, says of the disgraced prosecutor. Levy says of the disgraced prosecutor, who recently resigned over her involvement in the leak of a video apparently showing reservists abusing a Gaza detainee at the Sadeh Tevin military jail. Reports today said Tomer Yerushalmi swallowed some 20 sleeping pills. Levy says, if she committed the offense, this affects how the army looks, how soldiers behave. We send our kids to an organization where they should be sure that nobody is leaking things. Just stop there. We send our kids to an organization where they should be sure that nobody is leaking things. Nobody's leaking things. So you need to cover the truth. Nobody must leak what you see. That's exactly what you admitted. And this is Police Commissioner Danny Levy. Can you see the kind of injustice that occurs at these premises? Anyway, again, your Syrian president who played basketball just over the weekend, worth, I told you, those particular CENTCOM officials and people who are really troops when it comes to killing. Yoshara played with him, with these two individuals. And he also mentioned and said, work hard, play harder. A man who's playing basketball. Ahmed Ashara. Just how? Allah Azza wa Jal destroy these people.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.